Amen. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. Bible says in verse number 13, it said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Verse number 14, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" We preached on this text here a little bit a while back, and we preached on victorious faith. And I want to say there's victory in Jesus, amen? I was thinking as we was singing that song that how victory plays a part in our life. It should. In our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, victory ought to be the preeminent thing in it. Because we know that Jesus loved us, and He died for our sins, and He rose again, praise God. And because He did, with believing in Him, we have that victory tonight. Not in ourselves, but in what Christ did for us. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. We have that victory. So we preached a while back on that victorious faith that we have. And we said it not only was a victorious faith, but it was a prevailing faith. Amen. It was a faith that was able, praise God, to overcome obstacles and things that we have today. But as we look at this tonight, we won't look at it in a different direction. We won't preach this thought for just a minute. Saved because someone told me about Jesus. Amen. Saved because someone told me about Jesus. As we look at this word tonight in chapter 10 and verse 13, and we have to remember to keep the Word of God in context. We can't take it out of context, because if you take it out of context, you can make it say all kind of crazy things. Amen? And I don't want to say crazy things, praise God. I want to say what thus says the Word of God. I want us to take it, apply it to our own hearts, that we can be drawn closer than we've ever been. Looking for His glorious appearing. I'm looking for Him to come any day. We're seeing that the adverse things happening all around the world. We're seeing conflicts rising. We're seeing armies begin to amass great weapons of mass destruction and all that kind of thing. And if you begin to dwell on that, it'd scare you to death. But amen, I'm not looking for all that to take place. I'm looking, praise God, for an upward taker. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost of God to move upon our heart. I'm looking for Lord Jesus Christ to say, "Come away, my beloved, my fair one." And I'm looking for you and me, praise God, who's born again, believing the Lord Jesus Christ, to go out of here to be with Him. Amen. Then all that other stuff's going to happen. But praise God, I hope the Lord will just move upon our hearts and help us to have a desire to see souls saved, folks saved, born again, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, so we can all go out of here together. Amen. That's what it's about. So if we look at it in the context, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So that's what does it mean? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It means whosoever shall calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Praise God. It's that simple. If we try, but he asked three questions here in 14. He says, "How then shall they call on him and whom they have not heard?" So he said, we call on in faith, believing. Now that's the context of the text in verse 13. But he asked the question, said, "How can they call on him and who they have not believed?" Now the answer is that the lost man cannot call upon the Lord until they believe. Amen. You can't call on the Lord to be saved until you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ. That He is the Messiah of God. That He is the one sent for the sins of the world. He's the one that sent, praise God, to take away sin. He was the one that was sent to become sin so that you and I might be found sinless that believe on Him. I think as that singing victory in Jesus, praise God, I'm glad I have victory in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a little young, and every time I'd sing that song, "Victory in Jesus," and I think about that blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses you from sin, I thought, well, what happens to me, praise God, every time I mess up, Jesus comes along and He dunks me in the blood. Amen? I thought about that. I thought the way I thought when I was a young'un. Praise God, it ain't far from the truth, praise God, because it's an amazing thing to me that the blood of a Savior, praise God, can wash you and make you clean. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'd take an old vile and dirty sinner, praise God, to plunge you in that blood, and you'll come out, praise God, spotless and white and pure in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God tonight for the blood.
Amen.
Amen. But he says that they, he said, without believing. Amen. I said, how should they hear unless they believe? They can't. Amen. Hey, he said they can't be saved until they believe. Hey, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says this. He's talking to the Corinthians. In verse 15, verse 1, he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. Now notice this. He said, wherein you, I preached to you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand. By which also ye are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Verse number 3 says, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received. Paul said, let me tell you how I got in. Amen. Praise God. Hey, let's not. Hey, that's a good way to start a conversation. Just to say, hey, let me tell you where I got in. Amen. Praise God. Now, when you get to the end, they may want to know what you got into. Praise God. You say, I got into Jesus. Amen. I got in Jesus. I got Jesus. I got the glory world. I got into a place, praise God, in a relationship. He said, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins. You notice Paul put himself into this sentence. Amen. Now, Paul could have said, well, for he died for your sins. But he didn't say that. He said he died. He said how that Christ died for our sins. And he says, according to the Scriptures. I always like that because he said God said so. You know, it makes it true when God says it. If somebody might have said it, it wouldn't have amounted to much, but God said it. Amen. Amen? That Christ died for our sins because God said so. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that he was buried. Amen. Praise God, he took him and they buried him in a tomb. They put him in a, praise God, put him in that tomb. They rolled that rock in front of it. They sealed her off. Amen. He said that he was buried. And he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So Paul says, hey, listen, so let me tell you what took place. Jesus Christ died for our sins, mine and yours. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. He didn't need to buy one for himself. He only needed it for 3 days. And let me tell you something, when he come out of there, praise God, he could still, Joseph Arimathea could still have used it because it was an undefiled tomb, because the Lord Jesus Christ had no defilement in him. There was no sin. There was no filthiness. There was praise God, a holy and righteous God that was buried in that tomb. And 3 days later, the Bible said, praise God, he come out of there. Amen. So that we can shout and praise God, give him glory tonight, praise his holy name. Bible said the angel came and rolled a stone away so that they could look in there and see, praise God, that God Almighty had done raised him from the dead. Amen. Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. Person can't be saved until they believe. So how then shall they call on him who they have not believed? The answer is you can't. You can't call upon somebody you don't believe in. Hello? Amen? If I tell you, well, there's a fellow over here that's got $100,000 that he wants to give you, Mr. So-and-so, but if you don't believe he's there, if you don't believe he's got it, praise God, you'll never receive it. Amen? But praise God, if you believe it, praise the Lord, there's a chance you can receive it. But I want to say with God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe upon Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. You shall be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But hey, you can be saved because somebody tell you about Jesus. Amen. We need to be telling folks about Jesus, praise God. Amen. So he says, number one, he said, they can't be saved. They can't be saved until they believe. And he says, and how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? The answer is they cannot believe until they hear the good news of salvation. Amen. You know why a lot of people's lost today? You know why a lot of people's unconcerned today? You know why so many's deceived today? Because they've never heard the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. To our shame. It's a shame on the church, praise God, that ain't more folks knows about Jesus. Now, a whole lot of people know who he is because they've seen him on bumper stickers on the back of cars. But praise God, they don't know about the love and the purpose Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that was lost, praise God, that gave his life, shed his blood on Calvary for sinners like us so we can be born again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We ought to shout it from the rooftops. Let people know, praise God, there's a God that saved us. Praise God, a God that wants to help us if we'll just let Him. But said they can't believe on Him and who they haven't heard. Amen. It's time to put the word out there. People can hear it. He said, well, preacher, people don't want to hear it. Amen. That's all right. Sell it anyway. Amen. Yeah, the God can take it. The Holy Ghost can take it. He can begin to finger in on their heart. Praise God. And the next thing you know, they'll be asking questions. There's a lot of little old young'uns, praise God, and starting to ask some questions. Amen. They're starting to realize, praise God, that the Lord Jesus is an amazing thing. Amen. They get a hold of it one day and realize He's an amazing person. And then they'll realize He's an amazing Savior. And they'll realize, praise God, He died for their sins. Amen. And that by receiving Him, they don't have to go to hell. That awful place called hell, praise God, is not prepared for us. It's prepared for the devil and his demons. Amen. But Jesus is went to prepare us a place, praise God. He said that He's going to come one day and receive us unto Himself. And take us to that place that He's prepared for us. Bless His holy name. I'm looking forward to that. But they can't get saved, praise God. They can't believe until they hear the gospel. You remember in Acts chapter number 8, the Ethiopian eunuch, he was going down the road and Philip the evangelist. And he was in a revival meeting up there in Samaria. They was having them a time, God. People was getting saved. They was getting born again. The Holy Ghost has come upon them. They shouting and praising, giving God glory. And the Holy Ghost moved upon old Philip, the evangelist. He said, I want you to go down into the desert. Praise God. He said, I've got a job for you down there. And old Philip separated himself. I could just imagine. He said, Lord, well, I'm having a pretty good time up here in this revival meeting. But if you want me to go down there, praise God, there he was gone. And the next thing you know, you see old Philip down there at Ethiopian. Praise God, he's done been to Jerusalem. He's headed back down the road, and he's reading out of the book of the Word of God. Praise God. And Philip pulls up alongside him. I always wondered about that as a young'un. If eunuch was sitting there and he was reading, maybe they'd stop for just a minute. He was reading from the Word of God, and all of a sudden there was Philip. That old eunuch was there, and he's like, whoa. Where'd you come from? God done brought him to it. Ain't it amazing how God will bring somebody to you, praise God, to share the Word of God with you? Right. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. What about the day you got saved? You're saved because somebody told you about Jesus. Because somebody come to where you was. Because somebody loved you enough, praise God, to tell you the truth. Amen. Praise God, that'll save you. Old Philip pulls up beside him. He said, understandest thou what thou readest? Whoa, where'd you come from, dude? He said, how can I say, let some man guide me? Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, a born-again child of God, praise the Lord, that's an open door, that's an invitation. Said he began right there, and he began to preach to him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, that old eunuch believed and gone to Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, what does hinder me to be baptized? He says, what keep me from being baptized? Amen. Philip said, praise God, you can be if you believe with all your heart. Amen. Praise God. He said, I ain't going to get caught up and snookered into this again, praise God. If you believe with all your heart, Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins, rose again, praise God. He said, I believe He is. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Praise be God. Bible said they went down in that water and He baptized him. Amen. Old Philip baptized that old eunuch. Praise God. The Bible said they come up out of that water. Lord, hallelujah. And that old eunuch was a shouting and Philip was gone. Amen. Praise God. He didn't hang out there. Praise the Lord. He had somewhere else to be. Brag on Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Lifting up His name. The old eunuch. What about Paul? Paul had to hear the Word of God, praise God, in order to be saved. And he heard the Word of God, praise God, and he believed. Amen. To the saving of his soul. What about old Cornelius over in Acts chapter 10? Oh, Cornelius was a devout man, praise God. He believed in God. He was praying with his, he was a praying man with his household. Praise God. He sent up there for Peter. He heard about the man of God, and he sent for Peter. Praise God, up there. And he said, hey, listen, he said, how about coming down? He said, I need to hear a word from you. And they praise God. So Peter loaded up, and he went down there to Cornelius' house. And oh, praise God, that old Cornelius, he had done gathered up his family. He said, right, he got word that Peter was a coming. So he gathered up his family. He gathered up his neighbors. He gathered up folks in the neighborhood. Praise God. He said, young'uns, you've got to come over here. There's a fella coming down from Jerusalem. He's got something he needs to tell us. Amen. You know the rest of the story. Old Peter got there and he opened his mouth. He preached them the word of God. And they heard it and they believed, praise God, to the saving of his household. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. The hearing of the word. Bless him, holy name. And in Acts chapter 16 tells us about the Philippian jailer. Amen. Paul and Silas was there, and they was locked up in jail. And the angel of the Lord comes, and the doors is opened up, the bindings fell off of them. That Ethiopian jailer, he was going to kill himself, and said, "Oh, Paul, son," he sprung out there, and he said, "Hey, wait a minute, do thyself no harm." He said, "Praise God, we're still here." Hey, praise the Lord. Let me tell you, he said, "What must I do to be saved?" Praise the Lord. That's all it took. Oh, Paul and Silas said it. I can just imagine, praise God, they loved the Lord. I believe one of them took turns, one at a time, getting up on a stump, praise God. So let me just tell you how good God is, how the Lord loves you. And he's saying, praise God, he died for your sins. Praise God, he come to seeking to save that was lost. He said it was you and your household. But praise God, if you accept in him, I believe that he died for your sin, you can be saved. Amen. Praise holy name. He heard the word of God. I just wonder today, how many folks around us today is hearing the word? Amen. Now, who are they hearing it from? They ought to be hearing it from you and me. Amen. Telling somebody about Jesus. The Bible said that Philippian jailer believed with his household. Amen. Praise the Lord. What God does. Amen. He said, they got to be able to hear. And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? They got to hear. People's got to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Got to have that, hear that good news. Amen. These people, listen to me. These people all over the place listening for just a little bit of good news. My wife fussed at me all the time because I watch the news a lot. Amen. I'm listening for some good news. Amen. You don't hear a whole lot of good news. But I know there's good news out there. Amen. But every now and then, it seems like it's more often than what you think. Somebody gets to bragging on Jesus. Amen. I got the listen over Christmas weekend. There was some folks come on there and said, you know what? He said, it's the reason for the season. He said, it's about Jesus Christ and his death, the burial, his resurrection, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. It's about Jesus, the Savior that was born in Bethlehem. I about shouted my shoes off. I said, praise God, that's going out all over the place. There's people listening. Amen. The Bible said the word. You say, why you get so excited about it? The Bible said the word of God will not go out void. Amen. It'll touch some old sinner's heart, praise God, that they might be saved. Praise God. He said, how can they believe in him who they have not heard? Answer is, they can't believe if they haven't heard the good news of salvation. Praise God. And then it asked the question, how shall they hear without a preacher? The answer is, praise God, that they cannot hear the good news of salvation without a preacher. They cannot hear the good news of salvation without a testimony of somebody. Amen. What is a preacher? Somebody that just testifies on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's not anything that you can't do, praise God. Now, you can't preach, pastor, praise God. But listen, you can testify Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can tell everybody you see about Jesus. You want a challenge, praise God, just to decide every morning you're going to get up and tell as many people as you can about Jesus Christ. Get up and tell everybody you can about salvation in the Lord and see what happens. Amen. Bible said they was 100 people, 120 people come out of the upper room. Praise God, they'd been praying. They was in one mind, one accord in the upper room, Lord God. And the Holy Ghost, God fell on. They come out there testifying, praising God. And in one day, 3,000 souls were saved. Amen. Can you imagine if 120 people got excited about Jesus? Can you imagine if 10 people got excited about Jesus? Got to testifying, praise God, every day about the saving grace, Lord Jesus Christ. How many folks could be saved? 3,000 one day. And what if those 3,000, Brother Jeff, went testifying the next day? Amen. If 120 could win 3,000, how many could 3,000 win the next day? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, listen, if we get on fire for God, testify about the Lord Jesus Christ and His saving grace, praise God, it wouldn't take long before we could take America back. Praise God, we could push the ungodliness out and invite God back in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, they got to do this, got to do that. I'm saying they can't do nothing without Him. Why? Because Jesus said so. We can do nothing without Him. But praise God, with Him we can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. Praise God, we have the ability to do all things. Amen. That unit got saved because Philip was willing to testify, to preach the gospel to him. And he got saved. That old Paul got saved because of a testimony of Stephen. Amen. Amen. Acts chapter 7, Stephen was a testimony. They said, what do you got to say about it? Old Stephen stood up boldly, praise God, before that old heathen bunch, and he began to give them the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He began to tell them about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, about how God Almighty, from Genesis, praise God, all the way through, had done predicted a Messiah of God of heaven, and he would come, praise God, and take away the sins of the world. Amen. Old Saul of Tarsus was there, and he was heard that. Praise God. He watched as old Stephen was telling about that. And he held their coats as they began to, they took him out the outside city and they stoned him to death as old Stephen was calling upon the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As a testimony, with his dying breath, Stephen was looking up into heaven. And he said, they see the heavens opened up, and Jesus Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. I said, he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and the Bible said he stood up. Amen. As Stephen was a calling upon him, praise the Lord. Stephen he wasn't looking at the crowd. He wasn't looking at what was going on. He wasn't thinking about dying. He was looking about going to glory. Amen. And then his dying breath, praise God, he gave a testimony. Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And there was an old sinner there called Saul of Tarsus. Praise God, wasn't long Holy Ghost conviction set in on him, and he got saved on the road to Damascus, praise God. Amen. Old Cornelius heard Peter preach the gospel. Peter gave him a witness, praise God. He was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Cornelius and his household got saved. Marvelously birthed into the family of God. Amen. Think about Cornelius. Cornelius knew that. He said he was a devout man. He prayed and he believed in God. He just didn't know about the saving grace and the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't realize, praise God, for by grace are you saved through faith. Glory, hallelujah. But on that day, when preacher Peter preached him the gospel, praise God, he heard and he believed and he got saved, praise God, in his household. Amen. I'm looking for folks to get in, ain't you? Amen. That old Philippian jailer, he heard the gospel, the witnesses of Paul and Silas, and he got saved by the marvelous grace of God and his household. Praise God. You and me, praise God. We get saved. We can lead others. No, we're saved. You were saved. I was saved because somebody witnessed to us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody put Christ in front of us so we can see Him. Bible says, Jesus says, I'll be lifted up. I'll draw all men unto me. Say, preacher, how do we be a witness? Praise God. We need to just tell them about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Just keep telling them. God, the reason we got saved because somebody told us about Jesus. The reason the world to get saved is because somebody, me or you, tell them about Jesus. Amen. Somebody, praise God, will give them a witness. Somebody will give them a testimony. Amen. Praise God. We were saved, born again, praise God, through faith. And faith comes, praise God, when we hear the Word of God. Amen. Chapter 10, verse 17 says this. He said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Truth. Amen. Somebody, we're saved because somebody believed on Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody told us about Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing. Amen. By hearing. We just need to be more vocal. Amen. Not on the things of this world and not on the ridiculing and the putting down, but praise God, more vocal about just lifting up the name of Jesus. Say, praise God, I am, like old Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Without Lord Jesus, praise God, I'd be in hell with my back broke. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty was gracious and merciful to His mercies new every day. And He come to where I was. He saved me. Praise God. Somebody told me about Jesus. Amen. Started a long time ago. I remember my neighbors in West Virginia. They carried me to church. Amen. The Wade Wrights would pick me up and take me that there. Miss Myrtle, praise God, she'd pick me. Brother Morgan would pick us up and they'd take us to church. One or the other made sure we was going to church, praise God, somewhere on Sunday morning. Amen. And praise God, they'd get us there and they'd tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ and His saving knowledge. If we just believe on Lord Jesus Christ, love the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus first loved us. I'll never forget what they'd teach us, Brother Bill. They'd say, Jesus loves you. You know what Mia told me last night? I told her, I said, Mia, I love you. She said, I love you. I said, Mia, I love you more. She said, Papa, I love you more. I said, Mia, I love you more. She said, Papa, Jesus loves us more than... How would you say that? She said, Jesus loves us more. I said, amen, praise God. He loves us more than I could love you or you could love me. Amen. Jesus loves us, youngins. From the mouth of babes comes the perfect truth. What we need to be doing, we just need to be telling people, praise God. Say, because somebody told me that Jesus loved me. A little old rotten, toe-headed boy. My brother come down from West Virginia for a few days, see mother, and they was sitting there last night. And I don't know why when we get together, they always talk about Brother Jeff, how mean I was.
Certainly.
And like I was the only one that ever done anything. I said, I never got in trouble. And Floyd said, well, but you never did get caught. I said, because I was a good kid. Amen? But praise God. Hey, no, I was a sinner, praise God. But I'm a sinner saved by grace. Amen? Jesus Christ, praise, come to where I was. They bring up all these things I've done. Ain't it amazing how family always remembers what you've done? Amen. All the bad stuff. They hardly ever mention the good stuff. Amen. They never mention the good stuff you do. But they remember every bad thing that you ever done. Amen. So we have to really work at it, praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus, to live in a godly life, a Christ-like life. We have to ask the Lord every day. I have to ask the Lord every day. And I've told you, but I told you, and I'll tell you 100 times over, I have to ask the Lord every day to help me, that I won't sin against Him, that I'll have a confidence, not in me, but in Him. And the Lord Jesus Christ directs our lives. Amen. So that we can have a witness, so we can tell somebody else that Jesus loves you. Amen. Like we sung the song tonight, there's victory in Jesus. Amen. I am today. I'm not what I used to be, and I'm not what I'm going to be, but I am what I am today because of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. He's a helping us, youngins. Praise God. We're not born with saving faith, but saving faith comes by hearing the Word of God. What are you saying, Pastor? In closing tonight, let me just say this. We need to be willing to listen to His Word. Amen. We need to have a burden, a desire, Brother Kevin, to hear His Word, to be filled with His Word. And he said, when we're filled with His Word, he said, when we're filled with His Spirit. This Word carries the Spirit of God. And this Word takes the Spirit of God takes the Word and He carries it into your heart. Amen. Now, a lot of people have it in their head. There was a fellow I seen the other day. Boy, he was just living like the devil, but he was quoting me scripture just like you'd have thought he was a Bible scholar. Amen. Just a quote, just one verse right after another. But he lives like the devil. Amen. But amen. He's got a head knowledge, but he don't have a heart knowledge. He's got it. He's got his head, got a lot of stuff in his head. But head knowledge just make you goofy, praise God. But heart knowledge will make you saved. Heart knowledge will make you a Christian. A heart knowledge will make you Christ-like. Amen. I'm saved because somebody, Brother Bill, told me about Jesus. Amen. You're saved today because somebody loved you enough to tell you about Jesus.